Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Returning to Cultivation and Stepping Out to Save People, by a Falun Dafa practitioner.
China Fahui, Returning to Cultivation and Stepping Out to Save People, by a Falun Dafa practitioner. I was about 18 years old when the persecution started. At that time, I had cultivated for 3 years and 4 months, but did not yet have a clear understanding of the Fa. I knew that Dafa was good, but never thought about why I should continue practicing, and because of the Communist Party's suppression, I soon lost my diligence for cultivation. I also became very distracted by the desires and personal interests of the world. Lost in the human world. After graduating from university, I found a good job in the governmental law system. I am an extroverted and pretty girl with a respected career. Back then, I was a star in everyone's eyes. Master said in validation from Essentials for Further Advancement, quote, "That is, you are first a cultivator and then an expert. Then, as a cultivator, you should make use of all feasible conditions to spread Dafa and validate Dafa as a correct and true science rather than preaching or idealism. This is every cultivator's obligation." Unquote. However, I made use of all feasible conditions to have fun. I completely forgot my responsibility and the oath I made. I wasted my Da and accumulated karma, living an extravagant life until 2011, when my husband divorced me. In 2012, I developed a severe disease and almost died. Waking up. Master did not abandon me. I picked up John Falun again, telling myself that cultivation would help me to escape my troubles. With the thought of looking for comfort, I returned to cultivation, but this mentality hindered my understanding of the Fa. I could not cultivate diligently. I knew that Dafa was great, but I had strong human notions and was unable to treat cultivation seriously. My main consciousness was weak and I was easily interfered with. I did things that were not in accordance with the Fa. I continued this way until May of 2014, when doctors told me that my one-year-old baby probably had cerebral palsy. Suddenly, I woke up. I realized that I should not pursue good food and fun and waste my life. Master told us in John Falun, quote, "If you do not follow the requirements of the Fa, you are not a practitioner of Falun Dafa. Because you want to be an everyday person, your body will be reset to the level of everyday people, and the bad things will be returned to you." Unquote. I thought, I must come back. Under Master's watch and guidance, this righteous thought from deep inside my heart broke through all of my obstacles. Once I developed the wish of returning to my original true self, Master rearranged my journey of cultivation. I had wasted a lot of time and knew that I would encounter many difficult tests to pass, but I was not afraid. My decision to cultivate was firm. The first thing I faced was rectifying my family environment. My husband and parents-in-law were against my cultivating. I tried to clarify the truth to them, but they refused to listen and threatened to tell my supervisors. Nonetheless, I was not afraid. I went to the supervisors myself and calmly told them the facts about Falun Dafa. Then they threatened me with losing custody of my child. I filed a lawsuit for custody. They attacked Falun Dafa in court and tried to convince the judge to punish me. I clarified the truth in court and successfully defeated the evil. After that battle, my environment was rectified, and I also broke through the constraints of Qing and desire. I now have more time to do the three things every day. Dafa disciples often talk about having righteous thoughts and righteous actions. I realized that the thoughts befitting masters and the Fa's requirements are righteous, and that reading the Fa more would enhance these righteous thoughts. Making up what I missed. Looking back at my journey, I see that everything in the past was an experience or test. I needed to make up whatever I did not do well, and for what I had done well, the virtue had already been recorded, so I didn't have to be attached to it. Nowadays, the first thing on my mind every day is how to save more people, and how to let more people know the truth so that they make the right choice. Besides clarifying the truth, I spend a lot of time reading the Fa. I attempt to treat everything, every interference and trouble I encounter, in accordance with the Fa. I look inward for my notions and attachments, and try to eliminate them. During this process, I truly understand Master's teaching. Quote, "The path a Dafa disciple takes is a glorious history, and this history has to be created by his own enlightening." Unquote. Path from Essentials for Further Advancement 2. End quote. Ordinary people don't know that all of this is encompassed by the expression, "The appearance stems from the mind." So, put another way, one's own factors can in fact change one's surroundings. Unquote. And lastly, quote, "Your journey is one where if you can take correct, right steps, the doors before you that were once shut will open, and the road will become wide." Unquote. From Fa teaching given at the Epoch Times meeting. I used to be weak and fragile, but now I have the courage to clarify the truth in front of others at my class reunions and to pass out truth clarification materials to every classmate. I have the courage to clarify the truth to my supervisors and co-workers in the law enforcement system and convince them to quit the party. One of my co-workers was going to give a speech to all the employees in our workplace. I noticed that part of the speech had content that slandered Dafa, so I sent forth righteous thoughts to eliminate the evil. I then clarified the truth to that co-worker in front of another 60 people in a conference and asked her to delete that section. She agreed, but told me that I needed to talk to the person who drafted it. I gave the speaker some truth clarification materials and told her how to break through the internet blockade to learn the facts. She works in law enforcement, and knowing the truth about Dafa would help her to treat arrested practitioners correctly. With Master's help, I found the co-worker who had drafted the speech and clarified the truth to him. I also told the supervisor who was in charge of the speech how to break through the internet blockade and clarified the truth to him. Eventually, the section in the speech was deleted. Later, the same speech was given at many other workplaces, and no one was poisoned by the slander. I was very happy that they had made the right choice and grateful for Master's help and protection. Thank you, Master. Stepping out to do well what needs to be done now. We didn't have a truth clarification materials production site in my area. It took a long time for a fellow practitioner to get materials from another city. To help her, I learned how to make materials and became a steady source of supply. I once asked that practitioner if everyone in our area was passing out materials as diligently as she was. She told me no, and I felt sad. Master said in Fa teaching given at the 2010 New York Fa Conference, quote, "In the near future, people will really come to see Falun Gong and Dafa disciples in a whole new light, and the truth of affairs will be laid out right before man's eyes. At that point, people will realize that Dafa disciples are their sole hope of salvation. So Dafa disciples simply must do well. You truly shoulder a mission, and you really do bear such a great historic responsibility, and that is why I say you must do well." Unquote. I decided to go out and distribute materials. I relayed my thoughts to that practitioner. Surprisingly, she was against the idea. Her reason was that my job was special, law enforcement, and my image didn't fit a girl who passes out materials in residential areas. I didn't argue with her, but later, while studying the FA, I realized that my wish fit the requirements of the FA, so I tried to eliminate all interference that hindered my going out. I solidified my thoughts and talked to her again. I calmly said that too few people were passing out materials, yet so many were waiting to be saved, and time is limited. I told her that I didn't value fame or money of the human world, for I knew that the purpose of my life was to save people. Finally, she agreed to take me with her. I have since experienced the power of practitioners' harmonious collaboration. Before I go out to distribute materials, I kneel down in front of Master's portrait and ask for help. I also send forth righteous thoughts to eliminate the evil and interference so that people will receive the materials and read them carefully. I encounter many dangerous situations, but because I have solid righteous thoughts, I am always able to get away safely. Interestingly, sometimes my image and age actually help because people don't suspect me of having placed the materials in their buildings. During this process, I have also seen the importance of solid belief in Master and the FA, and of denying all negative factors. I have been passing out materials with that practitioner for 3 months. We have passed out more than 14,000 copies of materials to 5,000 places. She has been doing this for 16 years and has rich experience. She shares her knowledge with me, and I apply what she teaches and share my understandings with her. We collaborate very well and have truly formed a whole body. Our team has strong power to save people, and I believe that we will do better in the future. Please correct me if there is anything wrong in my sharing.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.